This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I don't know if you have noticed, I started this series of studies by referring to one of my disciplines as a servant of God. Periodically, I turn to Acts chapter 6, 1 through 6, to remind myself that my primary task is to devote myself to the Word of God and to prayer. As I turn to that study, I notice something about Stephen's life, who figures in what took place in Acts 6. The ultimate outcome of his life made an impact on the life of Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul. His impact on Saul was pre-evangelism. Ananias was used by God to do the work of an evangelist, helping crystallize Saul's conversion experience. As you read on in Acts 9, Saul, immediately after his conversion and baptism, engaged the Jews living in Damascus in discussions about Jesus Christ. He was bright enough and gifted to such a degree that he baffled them. This ultimately led to some of them conspiring to kill him. Then it says in Acts 9:24, "But Saul learned of their plan. Day and night they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him. But his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall. Saul escaped being killed by the help of unnamed followers. Many of these were likely new believers. They might not have been able to argue the case for Jesus Christ persuasively. They probably didn't hold an office in the church, but God used them. They had a stake in all the lives Saul eventually won to faith in Christ. Like them, every one of us can and should play a part in the building of God's church. Are you doing your part?"